Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We will now read responsively from the psalm. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free.
You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born in the house of your servant David.
Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
To show mercy to our forebears.
This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies.
Free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life.
And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way.
To give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us.
To shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Our second reading is from Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Yesterday, we were driving on I-70 toward Kansas City to meet some friends. And as we crossed the Missouri River, I saw the beginning of the dirt work necessary for building the new bridge. I started to think about driving the streets and roads in parts of this country where, well, way back when those roads were plotted in a time that horsepower was real horses, where the roads climbed hills by whatever the path of least resistance and the lowest grades, and mountains involved switchbacks. It's still true in so many ways, and yet this is also so different from the highways that I have seen built in these past 40 or 50 years. New modern highways are often built by straightening the path and by cutting the tops off the hills and filling in the low spaces so that you don't have to drive like this all the time. Similar patterns present themselves for those of us who love railroads, because those first routes, they sited out the path that was the lowest grade and the straightest and easiest to build on. But over time, they've rebuilt many of those sections of railroad so that they could cut through mountains and cuts and level and flatten and straighten the route, make it more efficient, filling in the valleys, lowering the hills and the mountains. On this second Sunday of Advent, the question is about preparation for the coming sovereign of all creation. This is no empty question. Malachi points to the gravity of the preparation. Who can endure the day of God's coming, and who can stand when God appears? Indeed, when the sovereign arrives, all who encounter this advent, this appearing, will experience a powerful purification. In the ancient world, there were a variety of purification methods, but the primary were fire and water. Malachi points to the refiner's fire, where the metals are smelted for the purpose of skimming the impurities off the top. And later, Malachi also points to the fuller's soap used to whiten fabric in the ancient world. Now, fuller's soap was powerful. It was made of lye, and it would eat your hands, and it was used to do all that, but it was also stinky. So when the sovereign arrives with purification, who can endure this moment? But perhaps instead of asking this question as an individual question, we should be thinking about it in terms of us as the faithful community. How do we as a community need to be brought into alignment with what God intends and the course and the direction of that? One way to ask that is, how do we need to be leveled for the sake of God's purposes and desire? Certainly, there are places where this congregation needs to be raised up, and there are indeed places, or maybe places, where it needs to be lowered just a bit in preparation for the coming of Christ, the chosen and beloved one. In fact, my guess is that each one who participates in the life of St. Andrew's has a different perspective on those questions. That's part of the value of what our Congregational Vitality team is up to when they're asking questions this week and next week and the following week, questions where they hope to suss out this community's sense of what God is already doing in our midst. Pay attention to God's presence. This is a time of preparation, and certainly this congregation has prepared for the coming of the Lord by serving others. In so many ways, this congregation serves and loves neighbor in the name of Jesus. There are areas of ministry that need reinvigoration, new life, new focus. There are and may be parts of life together that need to be skimmed off the top after the heat of the refiner's fire. It is possible that the preparation will get messy, stinky even, as if preparing for the Lord to come involves fuller's soap. In the first century, John was filled by the presence of God to do this preparatory work. We will hear about that content of that work in, well, next week. Suffice it to listen to his father's song, where the church hears the words about John from his father Zechariah. You remember that story. Zechariah was serving in the temple, and the angel came and said, "Your wife will conceive." And he said, "Show me." And the angel shut his mouth for the rest of the duration of that pregnancy. And the baby was born, and yet his mouth was still closed. And they came to the time of the child's naming. And Elizabeth said, "Well, his name is John." And people said, "No, that can't possibly be, because we have to use a good old family name." And they handed a tablet to Zechariah. And he said, "His name is to be John." And his mouth was opened. And he sang the song that we read today as our psalm today. And here, listen to what he says of his child. "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people for by the forgiveness of their sins." Notice that the theme of preparation and forgiveness are tethered in the earliest episodes of Luke's telling of the good news. John's role and identity are named when he is named, so very early in his life. Indeed, even before John is born, he bears witness to the Sovereign One being formed in Mary's womb. But you see, that's a story for us to share in a couple of weeks on the fourth Sunday of Advent. Keep coming back. In the gospel reading today, the church hears that indeed this preparation foretold by Malachi and Isaiah involves powerful rearrangement of the terrain to get ready for the arrival of the sovereign, of the king. For indeed, that is what Advent means, preparing for the coming king. John is here with us, helping us prepare, helping us get ready, initiating our anticipation of God's arrival for the sake of forgiveness, for the sake of being reoriented collectively. The Greek word for that, translated to English, is repentance. For the sake of entering God's desired future. But that sounds so amazingly difficult to imagine. And so frankly, I need to hear in this time Paul's prayer for the faithful of the early church, and indeed a prayer for us in this time. And as we hear Paul's prayer, it's helpful, important even, to remember that it is a call to humility, to self-emptying love. The purification that Paul references is grounded in God's overflowing love that so fills each believer that with renewed awareness of God's grace, that each one is transformed abundantly. From this comes right relationship. righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for a purpose. Hear Paul's prayer for you. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.